Good morning, beloved. Today we have the privilege of praying for the nation of Somalia. In Psalm 119, beginning in verse 49, we hear, "Remember your word to your servant, which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my song in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord. Bless your law. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts." Almighty God, we thank you for the missionaries who have gone into this country for over 100 years, for the church that has been established that is in an arid and difficult area, and yet they are clinging to your promises because your word gives life. They are not turning away from your law, but they are honoring your statutes, not just with their minds, but with their hearts, so that it is the song of their days. God, we are asking that you would continue to increase stability amongst this nation that has experienced wars and warlords. We're asking that you would bring about economic, social, and physical health, and that no longer will there be a whole mass of people that die by famines, that are pillaged by smugglers and bandits and pirates and terrorists, but that there would be a sweetness in communities where children play and ladies talk, and men work with a spirit of harmony and civility, with a spirit of faithfulness, but also all these things would come by faith. God, we are asking for those that are nomadic, for those that are shepherding livestock, for those that are sitting in offices this day, to be able to look out on the Indian Ocean and to be able to say, "The glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea," and that there would be a foretaste of your presence now among the 10 million people who call Somalia their home. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.